You never have seen one?
Is that a kind of spider?
Yeah, well, they won't hurt you. But anyway, the little bodies, oh, they're about like a pea. And then the legs are great long legs. You know what I'm talking about. And he is walking, you know, all around. And I screamed out, I found him. And mother's out in the pea patch. And so she said, what in the world? She thought Roy had something happened to him. And I told her, it's a grandpappy. And of course, when I told her what it was, she relaxed then. But she was scared. She didn't know what happened. But anyway, those things now, my dad was a good farmer. And so she lived in the home and took things, you know, like old clothes and things. Now, I had two uncles. One of them was his, my dad's brother, and the other was mother's brother. And they were young men, you know. So their old clothes, they'd give them to mother, and she'd tear them up and make the boys' clothes out of them. And they were great big boys before they had a store-bought suit. And of course, I was little, and it didn't take too much to make me something. But anyway, she was just that economical about everything. Mm-hmm. And she'd can a lot, and we had a year-round vegetable garden. That was one thing that was counted on at home. Mm-hmm. And we had it was a cellar under the house that was dug. And it wasn't even bricked up, only just the entrance was. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's where we kept our potatoes and things like that. And our fruit and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it didn't freeze in the winter. Just a hole dug in the ground is what it was. And the old cellar's still down there now. They built a new house, but moved it out off of that. But she has a flower house out of it. Mother had that, so B still kept it as a flower house. Right by the porch.
Do you remember your grandparents?
Yes. Yeah, my grandmother lived till 29. But my dad died when mother was only 10 years old. So her mother married again, and that left a stepfather. So they had children. And I have an uncle that's just, his birthday's in April, and mine is in October. He's just that much older now. And we all went to school together. But anyway, she married when she was about 18. And so the other children then, they all thought lots of her as half-brothers and sisters. She had two half-brothers and one half-sister. And both of the, the older ones are gone, but Robert's still here, but his mind's getting bad. And he'll call me to see how we're getting along, you know. And if he'll forget, here not long ago we asked about my mama, and she died 49. And he says, how's Kate getting along? And so I told him that pretty good, or answered him, because I knew that his mind, and I could hear his wife say, oh, she's dead, Bob. And so, of course, that brought him back to thinking again. But that's my great-grandmother and granddaddy up there, Hicks. And they lived here. All of them have lived here in this neighborhood. Always. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother favored her dad quite a bit. Now, they were awful economical, and he was quite a politician. I mean, he was a squire in the county. And whatever they said, they counted on what squire said. And they had girls when, you know, along in that time, boys and girls that didn't have homes, they'd take them and live with them. And they had reared several like that.
I see.
And
he's your great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather and mother.
Where did they originally come from?
All of them around here, so far as I know. I don't know too much back. I wish I did, because after I married and came down here in 18, John was kind of a sport boy, because his aunt thought and his mother died when he was 3.5 years old, and his aunt reared him, and she didn't have any children, so she thought he wasn't well, you know, and she didn't want the